So the Torah tells us in Parshas Chazinu, "Asher chelim zevachemu yochelu yishdu yei nisicham yakumu v'yazruchem yalechem sisra." So this is yei nisicham means yei nesach. It means yei nesach means you actually pour the wine for avodah zarah. So that's mamish nisa deraisa. And the Torah says, Pasuk in Tehillim on page 2, Vayitzmu leval po'or vayochlu zivchei mesim. So if you take a look in the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah on page 3, the second arrow on the left says Yayin menolan. How do you know that Yayin of Goyim is Asur? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Bar Abu Amar Kora Asher Shchelim Zevachemu Yochelu Yishlu Yei Nisicham Mazevach Osir B'Hano Af Yayin Nami Osir B'Hano." That just like if you shech the animal for Avodah Zarah, it's Osir. So too, Yayin also is Osir B'Hano. Mazevach Gufa B'Nolan Tachsi Vayitzmedu Luval Po'or Vayochlu Zivchei Mesim. Just like mace is also bahana, so too zevach is also bahana. And since the pasuk says asher chelev zevachemu yochelu, that we're comparing the zevach and the yayin, and zevach is compared to a mace, so too yayin esach is also bahana. So this is the real deal. The Yayin Esach is Asur B'Hana. No, that's a Din D'Oraisa. But then the Gemara says there's a Din D'Rabbanan of what we call Stam Yainan. That's here on Lamed Vav Amud Beis on page 4. It says that the Yemen goes there, Al Pita Mashim the Mashim Yainan, the Yainan Mashim Bidoseim, Bidoseim Mashim Davaracher. That is the bread of a goy and the oil of the and the wine of a goy. So this means that it's not necessarily wasn't brought l'avodah zarah. It wasn't poured l'avodah zarah. But it's stam yedam. It's stam means we don't know for sure that it was their wine. So we're going there that we shouldn't drink their wine because we should pass this. That's called Stam Yedam. Just Stam Yedam. That's what the Rambam writes here on page 5. Yayish in this Nasech Lavarazara Osu Bahanaya Vashosimimenu Kolshu Lokim in a Torah. That's mamish this nasech. And then halacha gimel says yain ha'akum she'ein anu yodim im this nasech. We don't know for sure if it was this nasech. Halo this nasech. Hurika stam yainim. Osir b'hano. Hu yain she'ein this nasech. And dove zem gzeres sofrim hu. So it's a din derabanan. So it's a din derabanan.
And it's also Osir B'Hano.
That's what the Rambam says.
The Rambam says, yeah, the Gemara didn't mention that.
Right. So we'll have to see. Does everyone
Does everyone agree to that?
So you hold.
Not all the month. Rambam does not include this issue in the Taryag Mitzvahs. The Rambam, the last mitzvah in the Torah is Ksiva Sefer Torah, but there are other Rishon who include this.
Yeah.
What's shot in that?
Which?
The love of Yishriyeh Nesifah.
Right.
The Rambam does not consider this one of the
Taryag Mitzvahs.
Why is that?
Maybe it's included in the Avodah Zarah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, if you... Okay, so, now what about Isser Hanah for Stam Yehinam? So if you look in the tour on page 15, so it says Yaishin is Nasif of Rizar Asu Bahana. The Chacham goes to Ostam Yehina Mishim Bidor Seyim. Ostam Yehina V'yasim Mishim Bidor Seyim. Tasu Af Bahana. So they made a din of Stam Yehinam. They gave it the same din of Yain Nesach. Even if you didn't pour the wine, even if you just touched the wine, it's us. But Amal Rashbam Kosov B'Shem Rashi Shekosov Al Shem Haga'onim B'Zman Hazeh Ein Isser Hanah B'Maga Shol Goy B'Yayin Shalano. But Rashi, the Rashbam says in the name of Rashi, in the name of the Gaonim, the B'Zman Hazeh Ein Isser Hanah B'Maga Shol Goy B'Yayin Shalano. The Goyim B'Zman Hazeh Ein Regilim L'Nasech L'Avodah Zarah. He says that when he quotes these Shittas and Rishonim, Rashi says the same Rashi that we should be making of the Isser Hanah.
Right, it sounds
like with going bisman is that they're not regilim lenasek lavodah zara.
Right. The Rambam seems like the whole concern was real was chasnas, but it doesn't sound like
even this if he ainim yodim b'tiv lavodah zara m'shem sheh la'avet tinah she'osa yanesek lo zemishtiv lo bana. But this something harim kovus likach yaim and goyim kovusim. Again, naga goyim yaim shalano mochem osam lo goyim.
Adonian Harazal, Harif, all the same, the Rasan of all the speaking of Magan Gravy and Shabana was Tamian, which also got known, we should not say him. Ain't time like Hero, Mio, Slovisha, the Kiva, also Tamian and all the Shtia. Or you could say maybe they only answered it for Shtia originally. Just like Pasakum. And she said, we will not say Hasuba Hano, he answered his Nathan. In the same, and asked him, then who should answer Stam Yehinam to pass the Shabbos?
So he says you can't say for sure, but in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch about this. If you take a look on page 25. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Stam yenim shal amim of the kachavim asur b'hana." Good in the magam yain shalalu. So stam yenim is asur b'hana, and magam yain shalalu is also asur b'hana. In other words, what is their wine? Stam yenim, their wine. And what about our wine that they touched? Is also awesome.
Because right. You would have thought the Stam Yenim, their wine, is just an extension of the Din of Yayin Esa. Maybe our wine is really should be like Shlokos
better.
So maybe we shouldn't be gozer there.
Right.
That's the Din of Chasnas.
Right.
But he says both, against the Rashba.
Right.
So if they touch our wine, it's Mutter B'Hanor, according to the Shulchan Aruch.
No, Shulchan Aruch says Asa B'Hanor.
Oh, what then the Makam Yayin Shalom? Right.
You would have thought maybe it would be.
Right.
But the Ramah says, So therefore you can enjoy Yoshua 1 is only also Bishtiya. Only also Bishtiya. So it comes out that this comes up every once in a while, people ask Akasha, they want to buy wine for their boss or something like that, give a gift to a guy. So if it's an Isser, only an Isser Shti and not Isser Hana, then you can give it, but if it's a Shalom and Isser Hana, then it'll be a problem. Because you're getting Hana, you're going to give somebody a present, and he'll machtik the Yutova. So certainly for the Ramah, it's certainly permissible. So Ashkenazim, certainly for Svarim, then it's more complicated. Rabbi Bani in general is Mako on this Shiloh, I believe. Okay, so that's the first thing. Whether there's an Isser Hana on Yahin Nesef, or Stam Yehinah. Everyone agrees that it's Hana on Yahin Nesef. What about the Stam Yehinah?
Yeah. Does the Rashbam B'Shem Rashi hold that it's mutter to have on only Yayin Shalonu Shemago, or even there, or even on their Yayin?
I think everything.
Everything.
Then in Siv Gimel on page 26, he talks about the din of Yain Mevushal. So it says Shulchan Aruch Yain Mevushal Shalonu Shanogabo Vikachav Mutar. In other words, if the Yain is Mevushal, so then there's no problem, even if the guy touches our wine. And the shear of Yain Mevushal is Mishir Hasiach Al Gabe Ha'esh. Actually, the Shach says, this might be Midoso, right? So the question is, how hot is that? Is that 212? Is that boiling, or is it right? So I think for the Telmarov, right? He required 212.
Real
Yatzalot. No, not Yatzalot. More.
Real.
12 is boiling.
Boiling.
Boiling, yeah. More maker.
Right. The Ramosha was much more mako than this. If you look in page 31, נשאלתי מהרבה בני אדם שחושבים שהם עתיקה המשרסס ביין ולשתרמים איקם בבית אדם שאינו שם משאבס בין המסובן. Right? Sometimes you have a non-Jewish worker or a guest. So you want to know what's the shiur. שיש לוחה שיגה ביין ורוצה לבש על כמה צריך שיהיה החום לפי מידת החום שמודים בניוסינו. אם עצם הדין של סנפה של חום שהיה צולדס בו הוא בדין בישום. So Moshe has this big cooler. He holds Yad Soledis for him. So that could be that could be the Shabbos. So that could be, you know, then he discusses the whole, you know, but basically and so when it's pasteurized, so how hot does it get when it's pasteurized? So he writes here in Moshe on page 32, third column. In the factories, the yain shem vash min yoseim, the mizah chum shem yoseim, the pochum vida shem mea v'shishim v'chamesh grud. 165. Shem vidas chum zavada hu yosem vidas yad so lettuce. In other words, that's what they would do in the factories, what? When they would
pasteurize? How much is pasteurized? What does it say?
So he says when it's 165, it's certainly more than Yad Soledis.
What is the chisaron in the wine that it's mavasha that we take off the iser? What's the whole svara behind Yain Mavushal that it takes off the iser of stamiena?
Right. In other words, because it's inferior, but it's 165. Yeah, so Ramosha holds if it's pasteurized, it's 165, so then it's no longer doesn't have a din of
takes off the chashivas of the wine. Is that the doctor's
yeah,
limit?
Yeah. So on page 33, the Meiri writes, "V'huskru gemara meimos ay nikra mavushal in yezeh." So he has different opinions. The second arrow he says, "Sofad dvarim in yezeh ladaiti kolchu mavushal asher nishtane tamo mikmos shehoya machvas bishul orecho otzivu kolchu nishtane botel." He know in chibas nisachalav. So you don't want to be it's inferior. So you don't want to use it anymore. In other words, the goyim won't use it for their sacrifices. So the Telmer and the Rav Moshe. The Telmer requires 212, and Rav Moshe requires Yad Soledis. That's part of the Pupa. Tel and Pupa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's big in the grape juice. Yeah, now, there, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Elyashiv were both very machmir, and they held that there's no kula of Yayin Mevushel Bezman Hazeh. That's a huge chumra. Huge chumra. So, what's the idea? So, Rav Shlomo Zalman
page 27.
Now, of course, like Rav Shlomo Zalman says, according to Rav Moshe, you know, you have all the grape juices are pasteurized, then there wouldn't be any problem, according to Rav Moshe. That's how he writes over here.
Page?
So he says, Maga 27, Maga Nochri Beyayin Mufusta. So he says, but he thinks that the whole kula today doesn't apply. Why? Page 28. He says, Varam, Lanias Daiti, Yesha Fakwa Tuba, Kula Zuba Kamatomiki, Lanias Daiti. It was an open flame, open pot. Whereas when you cook the wine, then the fumes would just go up.
You should take it from the tree of Bishal, call up me, I had no day from the Tad.
And that's what causes it to change its taste, because the fuming goes into the air. But today, the pasteurization, it's all in closed tubes, pipes.
So therefore, when it gets pasteurized,
the fumes are stuck in the pipe and they come back right back down. So Mamela, so he doesn't think that there's a real difference in the quality of the wine. So in the footnote he writes, I'm arguing with this and say, no, there is a difference. In other words, the question is, is that difference significant enough to make, to change the status that Yayin Mevushel is not a problem? So in America, so they say Rav Moshe was still Mekel on this. Rav Moshe was still Mekel, but Rav Elyashiv was Machmir. Rav Shlomo Zalman also was Machmir on this. There's a famous tshuva that he wrote to Rav Simcha Cook.
So they wouldn't really drink wine or grape juice from America?
Yeah. Okay, so that's now let's take a look now in the Rambam on page 36. So what does it mean?
that you take your hand, the guy takes his hand, puts it in the wine. And say so moves his hand in the wine. Well, on page 37, if you just shake the bottle, if it's an open bottle, even if you didn't pick it up, just shake. In base, he says, not on cliche and real, we also have a yain up of visual 6-6. Nessa, so everybody yain me coco. So you pour wine. He picks up the cleat and he pours. You know he didn't shake it. But if he picks it up and he doesn't shake it and he doesn't touch it, then it's mutter. So it has to be so that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You have to shake the wine or touch the wine. Pour the wine, even if you didn't touch it. Let's say in Halakha Tes on page 43. He says, "Have you ever kuchavim no chalyayim mimakom lamakom?" Say a guy moved the wine from one place to another. Who always pre hanod biyado? Benjai hanod mole or koser muter avu bishayin misnadich ain't that nisav l'kach. Whereas if you're just moving it from one place to another, even though the wine is going to move, now when you pick up a bottle of wine, the wine is going to move, but you don't have any kavana for that. That's not derech nisuch. Derech nisuch is to actually pour, or to you know, have kavana to. That's what Rabbi Bali said to me once. He said, say you have a cleaning lady who's cleaning the fridge. When she's cleaning the fridge, she takes things out, cleans and puts it back. And say there's wine in the fridge that wasn't Yayin Mevushal. So he thought that's okay. That's this case. Just because a guy moves wine from one place to another, even if it's not a sealed bottle, he thought that's not Derech Nisach V'Kach. Then the next thing we want to discuss is what's the sheer bittel?
What would Rabbi say about opening the wine? Sometimes you're in a hotel or something like that, and you leave a bottle of wine on there, and you go to wine, and before you know it, they came and they opened the wine. That's not the bushel. Let's say no pour. They just open it. Pour, we saw already for sure. It's a.
Right.
They just opened it.
So what do you think?
Maybe it's in Derech Nisuch
V'Kach. It is or not?
Maybe it wouldn't be.
Yeah. Like I don't recall asking him. But it's mistaken that that's not there. Just because you move something,
right.
The water, wine moves, doesn't make it.
It has to be there. Nisuch means pouring,
shaking.
You know, shaking it to kavana, like.
But if you mashach sheikh, agav the moving, and you don't have kavana to be mashach sheikh, it's okay.
Right.
Okay.
Isn't pouring dafka for themselves, or just pouring in general?
Pouring in general. So then on page 44 it says Yayin Shen is Nasik Lavodis Kokovim Shen is Arab Yayin Shel Heter. Osim Hana. So Yai Nesach is Nisa Mashu. Real Yai Nesach, right? It's also B'mashu. But in Halacha Beis, because Yain she ain't also el b'shtiyah, ain't also el b'shishim. The tzar shtamein miyain mutar is also the kol shehu b'shtiyah. Right. So what about shtamein? So the Mechaber seems to say that the Yain Shein Oser El B'Shtiya in Oser,
let's see if it's not
base, page 45, Yain Shein Oser El B'Shtiya in Oser El B'Shishim. Sarv Sam Yain Ab Yain Mutter Harizah Oser Oser El B'Shtiya. Then in Gimel says, Mayim shenis arvo b'yayin of yayin b'mayim. With no same time, and they shen mim b'shen amino. So he says a chiddush here that wine is batel in water in six, not shishim but shisha. And the Shach in Chafalov says, "Dafi yayin nesach b'mayim, ala yayin otapshin shemashpichu vade oster, hakol ad shishim." So he says that's a din in water.
This is obviously only in Stam Yeno, right?
Right.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the shach.
Shach. Did you put number in the shach?
Page 47, Chaf Aleph. But if you look in the Taz, page 49, there the Shulchan Aruch says
that you can't buy certain drinks from a goy, because maybe they got mixed with wine, and there's no shishim. So the Taz asks the Kasha, why do you need shishim? I thought shisha is good enough. Why do you need shishim? It should be shisha. Page 49. So he says that the chiddush of the Taz, you see, the shach shita is only water and wine is shisha. But other mashkim, you need shishim. But the Taz says even Shar Mashkin is a Vashisha. Because Fakir, water is a weaker taste. Other Mashkin is a stronger taste. So then if other Mashkin, it should be Batel, right? If other Mashkin, is Batel Vashisha, so Shar Mashkin also. So it comes out of fundamental machloikis between the Shach and the Taz about the din of Stam Yein and Batal B'Shisha. Is that only with water, or is even B'Shar Mashkin? Okay, that is the, and that's what Kudus HaKefzeth writes here on page 49. Lo kashemid, the dafki b'mayim sagi b'shisha. Right, that's the shach. The kudus hakevzeth of the shach. Now, this. So this is a very fundamental machlokes in the poskim. So this discussion was very relevant for the discussion of the schnapps, Shaila. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Sherry? So if you take a look in Leich's, usually my sheet is I don't Xerox the English, but I feel that Rabbi Bleich's English has the status of a Hebrew article. Usually the English articles are watered down, but Rabbi Bleich is different.
What page is that?
Yeah, page
55.
And then we got he says the modern day manifestation of the Bible was first publicized in print by the late Rabbi Pinchas Teitz. After reading the Cheshvan issue of Hapardis, Rabbi Teitz reports that upon investigation they found that many blended whiskies contain up to 2.5% of sherry wine. What's sherry wine? What is that? Sherry. But it has wine. But as permitted by law, the distillers failed to disclose the fact on the label. He also found that in some instances, glycerin was used to soften it. So, Tice credits to the late Rabbi Lezer Silver, without having been the first to publicize the existence of Kasher's problem with the blended whiskey. So this was, so he was the one who discovered this, and he wrote this article in Hapardes, that the whiskies have non-kosher wine. And he thought you shouldn't use it every time.
So he has a tshuva here. Rav Moshe wrote him back a tshuva where he says that maybe there's some svaras to be makel. And one of the svaras is, if you hold like the taz, it's vatal b'shisha. That's what he writes on page 60. He says, Shane is on the left column, left fourth column. Shane is the Arbe Rishon Savi Degam Yain B'mayim Tzarech Shishim. So, Rav Moshe says that he says really Mikir Din it could be Mutter, but a Bal Nefesh should be Machmir. But he says it's good that he found this out because people need to know that it's not so precious.
All assuming it's 2.5%, the way Rabbi Tzvi said, yeah? I mean, there's no...
You'll have shisha.
You'll have shisha, but not shisha.
Right. Right. That's really shisha. So, yeah, so there are coolers, but, you know. And, if Schechter wrote an article here on page, a tshuva here on page 66, where he says, but some say shisha is only a din because it's no setam of gam. But sherry is dafka, not no setam of gam. Then there's a tshuva sarashba I have in the packet here, where it says that this is a big yisod we'd never discussed the whole year, but this Chubas HaRashba, that maybe the din bittul, if you're using it for an ingredient, this is part of the ingredient, so then how can you say it's bittul? These are the ingredients you're putting it in. But is that out? Yeah, on page 53, a culture dark and lasses cane osru vein a bottle of muta. The derech is to put this as one of the ingredients.
That would certainly be deep bitlis or lechatchila.
Yeah. So
is that like a devar chashuv or like a bila taima? It's like too basic to be.
Part of the ingredients must be a bit of a timer.
Yeah, I guess.
And then he discusses the Radvaz, that if you buy something, then it's bit. Was here, in other words, it's a question that the Goyim are doing it. So we had a discussion. The third thing he's saying is really the Chuvas Radvaz, that when you buy something, you, right, we saw the Chuvas Radvaz, you bring it into your. But even without that, he says that.
He's doing it for you.
Right, but he says that maybe if it's part of the ingredients, then there's no din bittul there. But then he says that the Piskachuva closer know the Behuda, that there are a lot of Rishonim that argue. And even the Rashba told him it's upon him. And then the last thing is whether about Shechar Shel Achim, page 69. He says Shechar Shel Achim beer. You bring it to your house. So he says you shouldn't drink in there any mashke in the Beis Akum. You shouldn't drink any mashke. So Rosh Hashanah is very machmir this, not to have sodas in the hotel lobbies and things like that. But I don't know, I think that's a big chumra. Because maybe that's not even called Beis HaShalachim. The minhag Yisrael is people to go on dates and hotel lobbies, they get soda. So he thought it was also based on the Chachmas Adam. I think the minhag Olam is to be Mako on that. Put Kazi.
Right, especially that.
The non Jew says there are Rishonim that argue with that Rashba. Okay. So this is the end of the Yayin Nesach. So we've completed those four shiurim. Now, so the Tztaka shiurim we're going to go through this week and through Monday of next week. That'll be 32 shiurim Kaminyan Leiv, as someone pointed out. I always want to have a good ending. It could have been 31 shiurim Kaminyan Lo. Right. Every packet has a numerical value that has meaning. So So the question is, if you wanted to do other things, we could still do maybe this week Shchita or week, I don't know. You can speak amongst yourself and usually we finish.